We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Wednesday, November 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving. We have our full weather forecast on the way. Currently in Wichita, we have 94% humidity. It is mostly clear, 39 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. Nearly 20% of Kansans are expected to travel this holiday week for Thanksgiving, according to AAA Kansas. Travel numbers expected to hit nearly pre-pandemic numbers from 2019. Officials at Eisenhower Airport in Wichita say yesterday's turnout was busy. Officials expect today to be the busiest day at the Wichita Airport with 2,700 scheduled passengers. The airport is encouraging travelers to pack tightly, get to the airport at least 2 hours early. Busiest times are right now, 5:30 to 7:30 in the morning, and then again in the lunch hour, 11 to 12:30 will be the busiest times. Despite the high gasoline prices, AAA Kansas estimates the journey of travelers will hit the roads. Gas prices across Kansas, on average, are up about 30 cents from where they were last year. Yesterday, gasoline prices in some parts of Wichita at $3.09 a gallon. AAA Kansas expected to receive about 1,300 calls for roadside assistance this week. Six people are dead following a shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia last night. After 10 o'clock, the shooter is also dead. Fox's Marianne Rafferty with the latest.
Jermaine Bell has already spent more than 3 years in custody for the December 2018 robbery for which he was convicted. Bell was seen drinking the bleach from a cup before officers could stop him. He immediately became sick.
Fox News commentary.
Disney Plus watchers Plumbing got problems. A mega...
Once again, that mass shooting in Chesapeake, Virginia last night. Six people are dead, as well as the shooter. A man was arrested yesterday morning after he brought a loaded gun with him to Stone Creek Elementary School in Derby.
The Derby School District said the incident occurred during morning latchkey when an individual tried to gain access to the building. Staff followed district protocol and did not allow that person to gain access inside. Parents also reported the individual in the parking lot and notified the school. The staff promptly called 911 and secured the building. Derby police were able to address the situation while students and staff remained safe inside the building. The man had a loaded handgun in his possession and also an outstanding warrant and was arrested. Derby police are trying to determine why the suspect was on the school grounds. There are no known active threats to the school. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
U.S. Senator from Kansas Jerry Moran was in Wichita yesterday. He joined officials at Textron. They were unveiling a certified electric airplane. It's the only one of its kind to be certified by a global aviation authority to be used in full for customers. Senator Moran says Textron eAviation and one other company are the only ones to have an electric airplane.
The thing that is most important is that we continue to encourage, to inspire, to get young people, young students, to have an interest in aviation and aerospace.
Senator Moran stressing that by continuing to build the workforce in Kansas, more companies and jobs will follow. Police in Oklahoma are looking for the suspect in a quadruple homicide at a marijuana farm.
The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says three men and one woman were killed on a 10-acre marijuana grow farm in Kingfisher County.
They all know each other. Don't know if they're related, don't know if they're co-workers, but certainly these individuals were, we believe, all familiar with each other.
Bureau Captain Stan Florence speaking with media Tuesday. Investigators say all four killed were Chinese citizens. A fifth victim, also from China, was airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital. Authorities say they have a suspect in mind as they investigate this quadruple homicide. Oklahoma legalized medical marijuana back in 2018. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A Wichita woman entered a plea of no contest to her part in the homicide of a man who was found inside a car 2 years ago. 22-year-old Ariana Cook of Wichita pleaded no contest to conspiracy to commit first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit aggravated kidnapping. She is among four people who have been arrested in connection to this case, as well as three other men who were arrested 2 years ago. On July 2nd of 2020, police got the report of a murder at a home on South San Pablo Street in Wichita. Officers found the body of a 47-year-old man, Roy Hayden, in a car in the 1500 block of North Broadway. And police said the murder was drug-related. Cook is scheduled to be sentenced in January. Is Ford reinventing the wheel? And getting ready for the big Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade tomorrow morning. And our full weather forecast is on the way as well, here on the day before Thanksgiving. Glad you're with us here on this Wednesday morning. KNSS News Time is 6:05.
Fox News commentary.
Disney Plus watchers got a mega surprise while streaming Elton John's concert. I'm Tommy Lahren. Find out next.
We're coming up on 6:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Six people killed following a shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. That was after 10 o'clock last night.
Not a way to start the Thanksgiving holiday here in Chesapeake, Virginia. Shortly after 10 p.m., presumably there were a number of people in there still doing their shopping. It's a super center, so there's a grocery store in there. Gunshots rang out. We now know from Chesapeake, seven dead, including the shooter. And of the injured, five have been taken to a local hospital. Walmart put out a statement very quickly saying this: "We are shocked at this tragic event at our Chesapeake, Virginia store. We're praying for those impacted, the community, and our associates. We're working closely with law enforcement."
And that report from Fox. A major automaker is reinventing the wheel. Well, sort of.
The Ford Motor Company taking the wraps off a new electric minivan for Europe called the eTourneo Custom. One of its unique features is a steering wheel that can be converted into a table for the driver to use when parked. The rim of the wheel tilts independently of the hub, allowing it to lie flat for anything from laptops to food. The eTourneo's interior can also be reconfigured into a variety of seating configurations, creating a mini conference room on wheels. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Preparation for Thanksgiving Day tradition underway in New York City.
Millions of people will be lining the 2.5-mile route down the streets of Manhattan to get a look at the balloons, bands, and performers in this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow. This is the 96th year for the parade and will feature appearances by Paula Abdul, Dionne Warwick, the cast of Funny Girl, The Rockettes, and Mariah Carey. The giant balloons are always a crowd pleaser, and this year's lineup includes returning favorites Astronaut Snoopy, Chase from Paw Patrol, SpongeBob SquarePants, as well as the newest one, Bluey, from the hit kids TV series. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It's 6:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Gasoline prices this morning here in the Wichita area trending, surprisingly, continuing to trend downwards. In fact, I've seen several stations. We saw the drop yesterday go as far as $3.09 a gallon. I'm seeing a lot of stations today at $3.05. It's kind of unlike the retailers in the oil industry, a big drop before a travel holiday. It's when they're usually in gouge mode. But yeah, $3.05 a gallon out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And here on this day before Thanksgiving, got to know what the weather is. Let's get the weather forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing some patchy areas of low clouds and fog across much of south central Kansas here early on. It'll be cloudy and a bit breezy here today with a high 56. Areas of scattered showers and drizzle develop after midnight, our low 44. then light rain in the morning on Thanksgiving Day. Tomorrow a bit cooler with a high 48. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south. It's mostly clear, 39 degrees. We have 94% humidity here on this Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. 6:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Do have a bit of a programming note for you here on this Wednesday morning involving the Kansas City Chiefs. Usually on Friday mornings, we talk with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, get our big Chiefs game preview. But we are not, Steve and Ted do not have a show on Friday morning. We've got Thursday and Friday off. So we got in touch with Mitch yesterday, and he's going to do the big preview today.
Excellent.
So instead of Friday morning, we're going to push it up to today. We're going to talk with Mitch live exactly 2 hours from now at about 8:14.
That is really good news. I wasn't expecting that.
So we're looking forward to that. That'll be fun. We've got Mitch Holtis live with us 2 hours from now to preview the Chiefs-Rams game coming up on Sunday at Arrowhead. So that'll be good. And we'll have a turkey and Thanksgiving discussion with Mitch.
Yeah, excellent.
I wanted to mention the passing of someone that's affected a lot of people here in the Wichita area over the course of his life. Roger Moon passed away a week ago today. And certainly someone that anyone involved in theater in this town or in this area certainly knows Roger Moon, who was from Winfield, native of Winfield, and he spent more than a half century doing theater and education as all part of that. He began teaching in 1970 at Bueller, and then he taught and directed theater at Ottawa University and at Southwestern College until he theoretically retired 4 years ago, but he was still doing a lot of stuff. In recent years, he was working with early childhood education at the Winfield Early Learning Center, the Marquee Performing Arts Center, a downtown hub, an old theater in Winfield that a lot of folks have been trying to fix up and bring it back and use it as a great community resource. And Roger was part of Winfield Community Theater, Horse Feathers and Applesauce, the Marquee Performing Arts, did a ton of regional theater, did a lot of shows in Wichita, and was in shows, directed shows. I was lucky enough to be with him in the cast of 1776 within the last few years. Roger was hurt pretty bad back on November 11, 12 days ago. He was changing the sign on the marquee outside there at the Marquee Performing Arts Center in Winfield, and he was up on the ladder, and then somebody came along and hit the ladder, and Roger took a bad fall, and it caused his death eventually 5 days later. So very sad end, but boy, what a great guy, what a great life, Roger Moon. There's going to be a celebration of his life with a somewhat musical review and a celebration of Roger Moon. And that's going to be at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at Grace United Methodist Church in Winfield. And I know a lot of folks will want to be there and be part of that. That should be a nice send-off for a really good guy, Roger Moon. And we lost him this month.
Yeah, I never actually got a chance to meet Roger Moon, but two of my co-hosts over on Sports Daily, Tommy Caster over there, and then Paul Savage, both of them knew him and have been speaking very highly of him over the last week. So
it's just senseless way to end a great life.
But
we'll remember him and as we do, and honor him too. That'll be an interesting event. Once again, celebration of his life, 10 o'clock Saturday morning in Winfield, Grace United Methodist Church. It's coming up on 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's see what's going on in sports. Well, we were just talking about the Chiefs. Of course, that'll be on Sunday. The first-place Kansas City Chiefs will host the Los Angeles Rams at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs are atop the conference right now with a four-game winning streak. You know, here's a little trivia question for you. Patrick Mahomes, there's only three teams in the NFL that Patrick Mahomes has not defeated yet.
Really?
One of them is the Los Angeles Rams. We'll see what happens on Sunday. This is the first visit by the Rams to Arrowhead in 8 years. In fact, they've only been there one time in the last 20 years. So it's a team that doesn't come into Arrowhead very often.
No.
FanDuel has the Chiefs as a 14.5-point favorite.
That is a number you never
Not in
see.
The NFL.
Not in the NFL, no.
But the Rams are scuffling right now, and the Chiefs are not. So we'll see how that plays out.
Wow.
Interesting number there on FanDuel for that. Mitch Holtis and the radio crew will begin their pregame coverage at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 3:25 p.m. Sunday. Of course, the Chiefs live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The regular season finale in college football coming up on Saturday night in Manhattan. It's number 15 Kansas State hosting Kansas. K-State has defeated the Jayhawks 13 times in a row. If K-State wins, they'll advance into the Big 12 championship game.
The old Sunflower Showdown.
Mm-hmm. FanDuel has K-State as an 11.5-point favorite coming into this one. Live coverage on the Jayhawks radio network at 5:30 p.m. Saturday. The game will kick off in Manhattan at 7 o'clock Saturday night. Listen to KU coverage of the football game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. By the way, tonight, we'll talk about it with the coach. It's the weekly edition of KU Hawk Talk with head football coach Lance Leipold. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH. The NCAA Division II playoffs are now into the second round. What a game Saturday afternoon. Number 4, Pittsburgh State, taking on number 5, Ferris State, up in Big Rapids, Michigan. They're the defending national champs. We'll see if the Gorillas of Pittsburgh State can get a big win on the road. That'll be at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. High school football state championship day is Saturday afternoon all around the state of Kansas. And we have 5 area teams going for state championships. In Class 5A, undefeated Mays at 12-0, taking on Mill Valley. That game is in Pittsburgh Saturday afternoon. In Class 3A, undefeated Andale taking on Holton. That game will be played at Hutchinson Community College. In Class 2A, Kingman taking on Nemaha Central. Both teams are undefeated, 12-0. That game is going to be played in Salina. In Class 1A, Inman, with a record of 11-1, is taking on St. Mary's. That game is being played in Hayes. And in six-man football, undefeated Cunningham is taking on Ashland. That game is in Dodge City. Good luck to our area teams going for state titles on Saturday. Let's go over to college men's basketball, as Kansas will be in action in the Bahamas in the Battle for Atlantis. Third-ranked Kansas taking on North Carolina State this morning. Both teams are undefeated, 4-0. And, of course, the Jayhawks have the nation's longest winning streak. The defending national champs are on a 15-game streak right now. KU, an 8.5-point favorite going into this one. They haven't lost to North Carolina State since 1958. Since then, they've beaten the Wolfpack 11 times in a row. Live coverage of KU basketball at 10 o'clock this morning. The game will tip off at 11 a.m. And you can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, coverage begins.
Woohoo!
For KU North Carolina State.
Theoretically, that means I get done an hour early.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. At the Cayman Islands Classic semifinals action last evening, Kansas State beat Nevada 96-87 in overtime. Both teams were undefeated going into that one. Marquise Noel had 29 points. Keontae Johnson had 28 points for the Wildcats. K-State is now into the championship game of the Cayman Islands Classic. At 6:30 tonight, K-State taking on LSU in the first meeting ever between these two, and they're both undefeated at 5-0. The Hall of Fame Classic up in Kansas City, Missouri yesterday at the T-Mobile Center. Championship game saw Wichita State fall to San Francisco 67-63. Shocks were down by 13, made it close at the end, but fell 4 points short. Only 500 people at the game in the T-Mobile Center yesterday. San Francisco is still undefeated at 6-0. The Shocks dropped to 3-2. Wichita State will be home at Coke Arena on Saturday afternoon, hosting Tarleton State. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame coverage at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. The game will tip off at 3 o'clock Saturday at Coke Arena. Listen to the Shockers live on 103.7 KEYN. Women's basketball, the Shocker ladies are off to a 3-1 start. They're in Los Angeles Thanksgiving weekend, taking on Montana at 5:30 p.m. Friday and visiting Loyola Marymount at 8 o'clock Saturday night. Steve Strain will have coverage of the Shocker ladies games, both of those right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the Wichita Thunder hockey team is in second place, and they're at home twice this Thanksgiving weekend, starting tonight. Wichita hosting the last-place Tulsa Oilers at 7:05 tonight, and then Wichita home again hosting Tulsa at 7 o'clock Saturday night. Games downtown in Trust Bank Arena. And that's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 6:23 with Steve and Ted. We've got traffic and weather coming up, and your mind is racing. You can't turn it off. Maybe that's why you can't fall asleep. Check in A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That's coming up next, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:33. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, November 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving. Currently in Wichita, 94% humidity. We have a mostly clear sky. It is 40 degrees. Three people, including one student, were injured in a school bus crash in West Wichita. This happened at about 4:30 yesterday afternoon near 18th and McComas, just to the east of West Street. The bus was carrying passengers from the Levy Special Education Center. It tipped over on its side. The driver and the bus monitor received minor injuries as well. Well, you can expect to see more law enforcement on area roads for the Thanksgiving holiday. The Click It or Ticket campaign is underway. Officials cracking down on speeders and checking for seatbelt use. Statistics show that only 1% of people wearing seatbelts were ejected during deadly crashes. For those not wearing seatbelts, that number is 26%. Police in Idaho still looking for answers in the murder case of four college students.
Authorities believe the weapon used in the quadruple murder was a fixed-blade knife. The Moscow Police Department still has not recovered the actual weapon, but police are also denying reports that Kelly Goncalves had a stalker, saying that after a thorough investigation on the matter, there is no evidence to support the theory. Jim Clemente, a former profiler for the FBI, sharing some insight into the killer's potential motives, telling Fox News that the offender did not just randomly choose this location. He targeted one or more of the people in there. That could be because he has a relationship or a past relationship with one or more of them, or it could be because he is stalking one or more of them.
And that's Fox's Brooke Singman with that report. There have been two explosions in Jerusalem, killing one and injuring more than 14 others.
Police suspect the bombers were Palestinians, and if confirmed, the use of explosives in Jerusalem would be the most significant attack of its kind in years. Most of the casualties were from the first blast, reportedly a device left at a bus station on the outskirts of the city. The second took place near a separate bus stop. Tensions are high after months of Israeli raids in the West Bank and attacks against Israelis. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The head of the Kansas Humane Society has suddenly departed the nonprofit. The Emily Hurst has resigned. She's been in the position since February of 2021, taking over for Mark Eby. So the Kansas Humane Society now looking for a new CEO. The Wichita City Council has voted to provide $200,000 in funding to support a homeless shelter this winter. That funding is coming from the Federal CARES Act. The city had asked for proposals from local agencies to operate the shelter. Humankind Ministries will run the shelter from December through March. Wichita Housing and Community Services Director Sally Stang said the city is requiring the shelter to be open 24/7. Humankind will also have to provide weekly reports on the people and families using the shelter. That'll help provide data on the people being served by the program. A new structure in Dubai is set to take the title of the world's tallest residential building.
The skyline of Dubai is about to get even more impressive with the so-called Hyper Tower at more than 100 stories high. And way up at the tippy top of the Burj bin Hadi Jacob & Company residences will be a crown composed of diamond-shaped spires glittering above every other residential tower currently on Earth. An opening day for the building has not yet been announced. By the way, currently the tallest residential tower in the world is in New York City, the Central Park Tower on 57th Street in Manhattan, which is 98 stories high. John Saucier, Fox News.
Americans are having to pay more if they want to travel this Thanksgiving. Fox's Garrett Tenney explains from O'Hare International Airport in Chicago.
For the average plane ticket, $350. That's up 43% from a year ago. A hotel night will cost you $189, 13% more than last year. Rental cars are the lone bright spot, 15% cheaper than 2021. Gas has also dropped a bit over the past month to $3.63 a gallon, still up from a year ago. The airlines have taken steps to try to avoid the chaos and delays of cancellations we saw this summer, hiring more pilots and staff and cutting back on flight schedules. Combined with the higher demand, it's leading to higher prices and more crowded flights for passengers.
Once again, Fox's Garrett Tenney with that report from Chicago. 6:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at our weather forecast. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With moisture gradually increasing around a developing area of low pressure, that will bring us some patchy areas of fog through mid-morning, mostly cloudy and a bit breezy with a high 56. Scattered areas of rain and drizzle after midnight, Terlo 44, then light rain early tomorrow, cooler with a high 48. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, we have 94% humidity. We're under a mostly clear sky, a breeze out of the south. It is 40 degrees here on this Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. 6:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, we do have closures since it's Thanksgiving. Just about every city entity is closed tomorrow through the city of Wichita. You know, City Hall, neighborhood resource centers, public libraries, and on and on and on. Almost everything is closed tomorrow. And Friday, a lot of those entities are still closed. However, Botanica is closed Thursday, but we'll reopen Friday at 5:30 p.m., of course, for illuminations. And then some city entities are open tomorrow. Are open Friday. And that includes Watson Park, the Riverside Tennis Center, golf courses, art museum, Brooks Landfill are open again for regular hours on Friday after being closed tomorrow. Also closed on Saturday will be City Arts, Mid-America All-Indian Museum, and the Great Plains Nature Center. So they'll be closed Thursday and Friday and Saturday as well. All right, so there's kind of a rundown of some of the services that'll be closed and limited during this Thanksgiving week. It's 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now it's time to get great information. As always, the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Turkey Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jad. Well, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures traded and closed mostly negative on Tuesday. All contracts did manage to bounce off their session lows. We did see downside in the cattle complex was a combination of profit-taking, technical selling, and hedge selling. Now, there was no activity reported yesterday in our feed yards. Lean hog futures traded and closed two-sided yesterday. Now, several contracts scored new highs for the week, and some deferred contracts, new contract highs. On the close yesterday, February live cattle, 30 cents lower, 156.42. January feeders down 95 cents at 181.67. And Feb hog, 7 cents lower at $90.07. Now, Tuesday's action in the grain and the soy futures was a typical low-volume session that lacked fresh news on a holiday-shortened week. Now, our soybean oil futures had the only positive close yesterday, and today we have regular closing times. Now, the markets are closed Thursday, the day and the evening sessions, and they're reopened Friday morning at 8:30, and we have early closes on Friday. Now, at the moment, December Kansas City wheat's 4¾ cents lower at $9.20¾. December corn's a penny and a half higher at 6.58¼, with January beans down a penny and a half at 14.28¼. January crude oil trading $2.24 lower at 78.72. December gold down $1.30 at 1738.60. December S&P 7.5 points higher at 4,017¾, with December dollar index 18 cents lower at $106.94, and December Dow Jones futures up 29 points at 34,157. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, Thanksgiving tomorrow. I assume Kansas is not a huge turkey-producing state.
No, we're not. Not even close to it.
Where is our nearest turkey farm?
I have no clue. Off the top of my head. I don't worry about it too much because I'm not a big poultry eater.
Gotcha. I assume if it was in our neighborhood, we'd know it because we would smell it.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, used to years ago, there was a lot of turkey farms, not huge ones around the area, but they're just like everything else. They've got bigger and there's less of them.
So you're not a turkey guy?
No, I am not.
Well, you said poultry. What is your choice of meal tomorrow? What is your big entree?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what we're going to have because we've had this week our three youngest grandchildren with us, and their parents are coming to pick them up Thursday, and we're going to have a non-traditional lasagna.
Look at you. Outside the box, man.
Hey, whatever works. It's a feast and you're with family. So that's all that counts.
That's all that counts. And you know, I've learned something else that I didn't realize till the grandkids made me aware of it. There's edible cookie dough. I didn't know there was such a thing. I thought just regular cookie dough, like I've always ate all my life. But you can go to the store and buy edible cookie dough that you don't have to worry about raw eggs being in it and flour.
Well, I love that.
It tastes just as good, but, you know, I'd still just eat the regular stuff and make cookies, too.
You know, it'll just be a matter of time before the Kansas State Fair figures out how to drop that into a vat of oil and deep fry it.
I got a feeling you're correct about that. There's about everything under the sun there.
All right. Hey, Tom, I want you and your family, we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thank you. You and Jed have a great Thanksgiving also.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom. That is the great information, the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. We always appreciate his information and his time. Thank you, Tom. It is 6:43 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You've just won the lottery! And that may bring up some follow-up questions. I hope it does. We'll check in with money tracker Don Grant. He'll be coming up shortly right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
.648 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for money tracker Don Grant coming up shortly here with Steve and Ted. He's one of the pretty boys that they're talking about there. All right, now Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. Six people and the shooter are dead after a shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia late last night. A man was arrested yesterday morning after he brought a loaded gun and tried to get into Stone Creek Elementary School in North Derby. One of the busiest travel days of the year. We are here on the day before Thanksgiving. 2,700 passengers are expected to use Wichita's Eisenhower Airport today. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle, and now the traffic volumes are picking up, so watch out for a slowdown around this potentially northbound I-135. It's right there at the ramp to 21st Street North. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Let's take a look at our forecast here the day before Thanksgiving on a breezy day, a high of 56 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. We're looking at fog and scattered drizzle overnight with a low down to 44. And then tomorrow on Thanksgiving, maybe some light rain, some scattered showers early on a breezy and cooler day. High tomorrow, 48 on Thanksgiving. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south, mostly clear. It is 40 degrees and we have 94% humidity here on this Wednesday morning. We're on our way to a high today of 56. Coming up on 6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, let's remind everybody how the stock market fared yesterday.
Stocks closed higher in a quiet trading session. The Dow added 397. The NASDAQ was up 149. The S&P gained 53. Zoom Video Communications and medical device maker Medtronic both lost ground after their lackluster earnings reports, though investors seemed more focused on encouraging signs in holiday shopping forecasts from Best Buy, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Burlington stores. Dell Technologies shares rose as investors decided Dell is holding up better than expected under weaker demand for PCs. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
It's 6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Hey, you just won the lottery.
Woohoo!
Oh, well. I'll start to solicit the money tracker for some money. Here he is, the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Hello, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Jad. I thought I'd do this one right before Thanksgiving. We have so much to give thanks for, and also with the price of Thanksgiving dinner going up 20%. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of weeks ago, the lottery hit, as you remember, 1.6, I can't remember how high it got, but something billion dollars. It got me thinking a little bit about money. Okay, thinking a lot about money. For most of us, had to clear my throat. It really chokes me up here. For most of us, money comes into our lives in a periodic, steady, slow pace. There is an occasional windfall, like, say, finding 20 bucks in a parking lot, or maybe an inheritance or an unplanned bonus at work. But 1 billion bucks, that's a real windfall. I bought a few tickets to have a chance at becoming a billionaire. And for the $6 I spent, the time between when I bought the tickets and the actual drawing was a muted thrill. Now, that was worth the money just right there. It revved up the fantasy of winning and what I would do if I did win. And here's my plan. First of all, take a deep breath. Put on the brakes, lock the winning ticket in a safe deposit box, and make no immediate decisions. Before cashing in the ticket, build a team. An estate planning attorney, a tax specialist, and a financial advisor, and I'm a money guy, so I'm the third member of the team who will handle the investments. Create a timeline. Set up a trust and tax structures before collecting the money. Decide how to take the money. Annuity payouts for 29 years or one lump sum. Go ahead and treat myself to something extravagant once I have a clear plan. And then stick to the plan. Well, unfortunately, I didn't win the big jackpot, but that's okay. I guess I'll stick to the slow, steady earnings plan and the occasional, you know, fiver I find in a jacket pocket, or at least that that's tax-free. Speaking of taxes, CNBC figures that if one took the cash option rather than the annuity payments, they would receive about $782 million. That is before $187.8 million is withheld for federal taxes, and that's just the start. There's state and maybe local, depends on where you live. While this is the largest jackpot ever, hang on, there will be one that's bigger. I can't guarantee that, but I can say with some confidence that there probably will be. And of course, if you have any questions, give me a call. Number 634-2222. Just ask for me, Don Grant.
I wonder if there's any information out there about how many people are prudent, like you were suggesting,
right,
and how many people are just, wah!
There is lots of information out there about that. And I can say that on average, the people who take it within 5 years are destitute.
Yeah.
And that's happened multiple times. You know, they get the big money. Everybody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they got all these new friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they start giving it away and putting it away, and they don't take their time, and they get the new motorcycle and the jet ski and the house and all the stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then they realize, oh shoot,
I didn't pay
taxes on all that or something. You know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, it's a large percentage of them are destitute in 5 years.
Oh boy. Hey, are you? Did you do any Thanksgiving Day activities yesterday?
I
were you involved in?
Well, the Wagon Masters.
Yeah.
We cooked up a bunch of. We do this every year, and it's getting to be a pretty darn big event. And I can't remember what the number of turkeys are.
Was it 175? I heard.
I think
is
so.
That something like that.
It's it's a lot,
oof.
And it takes a couple of shifts to do it, and then.
Out in the Cowtown parking lot?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then were you involved in the distribution of that food? Or?
I was not.
Okay.
But I believe there's a group that goes out, and I think it's police officers that go out and deliver them to the families. And
you're basically helping out 175 families in need.
Well, we do it. It's
that weren't going to get a turkey dinner.
Yeah. No, and it really is gratifying to know that that's being done. You know,
that is cool. Yeah.
And we're not the only ones. There's so
I know.
Many,
there's
so
a
many
lot
groups
of organizations that are
doing
great work this time
things.
Of year. Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
So support the ones you can.
Exactly. Yeah. We've got so much to be thankful for. I know that we do sort of a corny call it. Some people call it corny on Thanksgiving. We go around the table and we ask, you know, we talk about what we're very thankful for. And no. I tell you, it's kind of a sobering thing.
I don't think that's corny at all. I think it's pretty good reality check.
Yeah.
About
yeah.
what you have and what you don't.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Don, thanks for we're glad you're with us every day, and we thank you for your time as always.
I'm thankful for you guys. Where's Knucklehead? Where's Steve? He's off.
He's taking 9 days off, man.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. He deserves it. We're thankful for Steve. So.
Exactly.
And Jad, particularly. Yeah.
Exactly.
He's switching us.
I'm particularly thankful for Steve.
Hardworking folks.
I'm particularly thankful for you, Jad.
Oh, okay.
Because you're making us sound good. You're there on the board. You're switching us and. Well, and he can turn us off, and he can come up with a.
Oh yeah,
he can come up with a fart sound right now
power.
If he wanted to. You know.
Wait a minute, I can switch you off. Hang on a minute, I'll be right back.
Well, thanks, Don. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And we'll
you
talk to you.
Well.
We'll check in with you again on Monday.
And we'll see you then. See
that
you,
is the Money Tracker, bye-bye. Don Grant, CFP, live in studio every weekday morning with us right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way, as we will get you all the news, sports, business, weather, and traffic you need. And our Minute with Mitch will be coming up, too, in the 7 o'clock hour after sports. Good stuff. And, of course, we'll have Mitch live in the 8 o'clock hour. So a lot of Chiefs football coming up. KNSS News Time, 657.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Fortis Advisors is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.